Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a statement that Ron Johnson made the other day that flew under the radar, but is very important to the 2022 Senate race. And think about this. Think long and hard about this. And what it means is, I am beginning to think it is possible that he may not run again. And I don't say that lightly. He's raised a lot of money. He still gets around the state, panders to the Trump base and all of that. But lately, some of the things he said give me pause. And here's what he said. He said to Lisa Booth, a right-wing podcaster, I may not be the best candidate for the 2022 elections. Now, yesterday, you remember, I reported part of that conversation where he said that he doesn't think he'd been successful in Congress because he hadn't been able to break Obamacare and because the national debt had gone exponentially higher with him out there. And of course, that isn't something that a guy says that's running for re-election. But this time it was even worse. Here's what he said. I'll give you the whole quote. Quote, you see what the media is doing to me. I may not be the best candidate. I wouldn't run if I don't think I could win. If I don't think that I was the best person to be able to win. Washington is incredibly screwed up, frustrating, and dysfunctional. I'll repeat that. You see what the media is doing to me. I may not be the best candidate. I wouldn't run if I don't think I could win. If I don't think I was the best person to be able to win. Now, let me tell you something. Lying in the weeds is this fellow Mike Gallagher from Green Bay. And when I say lying in the weeds, the Republican nomination, sniffing around, always sniffing. He's doing things trying to retain the Trump base, like when it came up to the resolution to denounce QAnon. There were only two Republicans in this state who wouldn't do it. One was Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst, who voted against it, voted for QAnon. And Gallagher, who thinks he presents as a moderate, abstained. That was a bone to the Trump base. But occasionally he'll throw a bone to moderates, for instance, voting to have the EPA set standards for forever chemicals. So reading between the lines, he's sniffing in the weeds. There are a couple of other lowlifes who would think of it too against him. But the fact of the matter is the rest of them are bad news. Gallagher's the only guy with any stature in their party who would do it. And is Johnson going to run again? I may be the first to say this, and he may, of course, run again. He's raised millions of dollars, sniffing all around, always sniffing. But if a guy says, you see what the media is doing to me, I may not be the best candidate. I wouldn't run if I don't think I could win. If I don't think I was the best person to be able to win, that will be rammed down his throat in media, paid media, and otherwise for a year and a half if he does run. They'll go, he can't win. The guy can't win. And then the other quotation where he said that he wasn't particularly successful out there. Does this guy want it? If a guy is in the NBA Finals, in the World Series or the Super Bowl, and he goes, I may not be able to win this thing. And you know something? Maybe they should use another quarterback. You don't want that guy. You don't want that guy. You want enthusiasm. So stand by. What does that mean? You know, there are now, what, 8 or 9 candidates, and somebody else is about to jump in, and in the Democratic side, all good. This is very good. I like competition. I like the winnowing of ideas. Somebody will surface. We'll support that person against any Republican. But I'm also beginning to think what I will call the Randy Brice phenomenon. Randy Brice was our nominee for Congress in the first district against Paul Ryan. He raised a lot of money. Hollywood celebrities came in. They all wanted to nail Paul Ryan. The minute Paul Ryan dropped out and this fellow Style or Steele got nominated, he was unknown. But then the air went out of the balloon and people thought, okay, we got rid of Ryan. So, and then poor Randy Brice ends up suddenly you know, the contributions slow down and the, you know, the moxie comes out of the race. Well, what I am afraid of is that Ron Johnson won't run because he has to defend being an anti-vaxxer. He has to defend saying he does not trust the CIA and the FBI. And he has to defend saying that the insurrection, just a bunch of guys letting off steam, and he would have been more worried if it was Black Lives Matter. He has to defend all that. And I think he is beginning to see he can't defend it. If, in fact, he doesn't run and a guy like Gallagher gets in, he will beat the rest of the Republican field simply because they are right out of a Dr. Seuss book, some of these people. I mean, some of these people give you the willies even to think about them or look at them or listen to them. And then you may have the Randy Brice phenomenon if we're not careful. That's why get behind the Democratic candidates now. Do not trash other Democratic candidates. Treat them all well. Get behind your candidate. Support him to the max. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Well, first of all, I think I totally agree with you. I don't think Ron Johnson, I think Ron Johnson's an idiot, but he's intelligent enough to know he's part of the Trump crime family. And I think that crime family, thanks to the Democrats, is going to be whittled away and called out. And one other topic I wanted to touch on. I cannot believe all the news generated by studying China and the basic, you know, the foundation for the, or the basis for the virus. What puzzles me is our country was the worst in the world of handling the virus. Why don't we figure out what happened those last four, that during the COVID, why we were so terrible? Why don't we come up with a solution so if it happens again, we can fight a virus? You know, many of these countries were stellar in the way they fought it. We were horrible. And we know why. I mean, it's very obvious, the king of the Trump family running the show, it was just a disaster. And he was ignorant enough to even admit many of that, which they have on tape and in Bob Woodward's book. So, you know, do you think it would be advantageous for Democrats to strive on, hey, why did we fail so big on the virus? I think they need to bring that to the attention, too. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I'm with you 100%. Remember, in the Bob Woodward interview, this is right at the beginning, Trump says, he says on tape, this new virus is not like the flu. This is very, very dangerous. He says that. He absolutely says that. You're absolutely right. And then they go publicly and he says it is just like the flu. And then senators then short their stocks. What that means is by shorting your stock is you place in effect a securities bet that the stock's going to go down. And they did it for anybody that held anything in the travel industry or the hotel industry, because they knew that people wouldn't travel, or, and they made millions of dollars. Guy in North Carolina made millions of dollars. Kelly Loeffler, who ran against Raphael Warnock in Georgia, made millions of dollars doing that, shorting stock while they went around to their constituents and said, this is nothing. And he's on tape. And not only is he on tape, the Senate got a confidential briefing. Why do you think that senators and congressmen's portfolios do better than yours? Because they get inside information. And anybody in one of the banking committees or the others sees a certain rule's going to go in that's going to hurt banks or help banks. They'll either buy the stock or short the stock. That's what's going on. It's not complicated. That should come out. And listen, Bill, there will be ads. Trust me, there will be ads that have Trump's voice telling Woodward, this is really bad stuff. This is very dangerous. This could overwhelm us. This is not like the flu. And then they'll juxtapose it with one of his rallies where he says it's just like the flu. Be over by April. Only 13 people in the country have it. Right. 13 people in the country have it. So you've hit the nail on the head. The problem is, here's the problem. The Trump base doesn't care. The Trump base doesn't care. And frankly, you know, when it comes to investigating the Wuhan lab, you know, one of the issues there is I don't trust China either. You know, it's possible that the virus got transmitted to humans because some guy over there got too close to a monkey or a bat or something, you know, which is kind of nasty when you think about it. But okay. But it's also possible there was a lab in Wuhan and people are experimenting stuff. Some idiot technician you know, didn't wash his clothes when he went home or whatever, whatever, whatever. I do not think the Chinese did anything on purpose. They're not nuts. They poisoned a lot of their own country. And the world got poisoned, and it did come out of the Wuhan lab. And a lot of experts say it was a bat, and some say it was a lab technician that got careless or whatever, whatever, whatever. But by going after China, and I don't disagree that China should come out with more information, frankly. I mean, China will not let experts in. They let one expert in who's a guy that used to write articles praising China and their biological industry. You know, it's a communist country. I don't trust them. And if there was a negligent lab technician, they'd cover it up. There's no doubt in my mind. So I think we continue to press these guys. But your larger point, which is an important point, is we're talking the U.S. now. Okay, China, whatever happened, happened, comes over here. And what happens? Our guy tells Woodward on tape, this is unbelievably serious. It could be a pandemic, unbelievably serious, kill a lot of us. We've got to be careful. And then he goes right out to one of his rallies and goes, it's like the flu. It's nothing. It'll be gone by Easter or whatever. And by the way, only 13 people have it, and soon it'll be less than that. And everybody cheers, no, you know, no masks, no social distancing. Republicans sue when a Democratic governor like Evers puts in a mask requirement, gets it overturned, and their base then breathes on one another. They breathe on one another, shouting at these rallies. The Republican leadership all wear masks, and they don't care. They say their base, we freed you up. By the way, we bust unions, and we're going to vote against infrastructure and filibuster stuff. But at least you don't have to wear a mask and you can infect your friends. And they go, oh, that's terrific. Thank you very much. I'm very glad. So, no, you nailed it. That is not say that China isn't as crooked as a dog's hind leg. They've been as crooked as a dog's hind leg for 5,000 years. Their culture is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. I don't trust anything they say, but I also don't trust anything that Trump says. And now we have Joe Biden. I trust what he says. And he's doing a great job. And if he makes mistakes, he makes mistakes. He does it not on purpose. So, and then as a result of this, the Trump crowd, 40% of all new COVID infections are coming from Florida, Texas, and Missouri. 40%! Three Trump states. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.